Heyzan Sveizan, it's Jorgen Sundberg here with the Employer Branding Podcast, brought to you by Link Humans, London's employer branding agency. This week is all about Glassdoor. Is it an employer transparency revolution happening, or is it tantamount to corporate bullying? You decide. Let's start the show.
Ben Martinez, how are you doing?
Great, Jorgen, how are you?
Very good, thanks. Thanks for being on the show today. Now, we wanted to talk about Glassdoor today, but first of all, who are you and what do you do?
Yeah, my name, Ben Martinez. What I do is a couple things right now, as we were talking before the show a little bit here, Jorgen. So I am the VP of HR at HireVue, which HireVue is a video intelligence company. So it's video for recruiting and training and helping companies discover their top talent. And been doing that for 4.5 years. And then also I'm starting and launching a business, a coffee business, Somato Coffee Company. And that launches on June 1st. Anybody listening, if you're in the US, that is, at this point, we're only able to ship our freshly roasted beans to customers in the US, but you will see that coming soon. So somatocoffee.com. And then one day when we get things figured out, we'll go internationally. So that's me. I'm married. 3 kids, 2 dogs, 1 cat.
Good stuff. And good plug for the coffee. Now, we want to talk about Glassdoor. What's your take on Glassdoor in general?
In general, Glassdoor I find to be a helpful tool. In theory, I think the concept is great, opening up the other side of the candidate experience and what a candidate goes through, and giving them a voice in being able to talk about the experience they had with the company, or if their current employees being able to talk about the experience they've had. That's my, in theory, it does seem to work out. But as a practitioner in building employment brands and building a brand, I find sometimes it can be, the practice of it doesn't really seem to play out as what the tool's intended for. So,
yeah. So I saw a phrase thrown around, a corporate version of cyberbullying. What does that mean?
Right. So what I did, just for context there, is I shared on Facebook, Glassdoor is equivalent to the corporate version of cyberbullying. And where I was going with that is, and where I am, my point of that is, the verification process to me is a mystery in terms of who can comment on your company's Glassdoor page. So they can be a candidate, or they can claim to have worked at your company at some point and then decide to write a Glassdoor review. But it's a mystery to me on if they actually did work there. And the reason why that becomes a problem is many times you will have people that'll make a claim about your company that is without merit, and they will say something that is completely not true. And there's a completely other side of the story, but you're kind of boxed into this corner of the comment on your page, and they become very hard to take off. And I am all for good feedback and, calling it how it is, but there are times where, and this is kind of what drove my comment on Facebook was, anybody could make a comment about your company, and it can be not really well thought out. And sometimes you're not even sure if the person actually worked there or even had an experience. It could be just maybe a troll out there bullying your company. It's about saying things. And so that's kind of my, that's when I say, call it the corporate version of cyberbullying. And I think that, you can get, if somebody with ill intent, they could go after a company and really cause havoc for them, without actually there being a bad experience at that company.
So. Mm. I guess you could draw parallels to the world of travel with TripAdvisor and Amazon with online e-commerce. But in those cases, I do think sometimes it does say verified purchase or verified guest. I'm not exactly sure how that works. But is there any way to verify if someone was actually in an employment or a recruitment process?
Yeah. Well, yep. My understanding is that you know, one of the verification methods is they require a company email. And so if you're, you know, a current employee at that company, you've got to have a, you know, the company's email to prove that you work there.
Okay, that makes sense.
Yeah, which makes sense. But then the part that gets a little bit of a mystery is the former employees.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can just claim that they worked there. To my knowledge, it does not really match their LinkedIn or anything like that. Or maybe the person does not have a LinkedIn, right? And so they could just say that they did work there, and maybe they did not work there, and they can make a claim. And so, we've got right now, as it stands, we have comments on our Glassdoor we've got probably a couple that I am not 100% certain if that person actually ever worked there. They just kind of made a comment about our company. It's not overly bad, but it's not really a good one. And you just kind of think, well, I'm not sure why this person feels like they wanted to do that, but, that's where it becomes a mystery, is the past employees and how they verify and actually work there.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So can we really blame Glassdoor for this? I mean, they are the messenger here. Is there a danger of shooting the messenger when in fact it's actually the company's reviews that do deserve to suck?
Yes, they do. And like I said, I'm all for a good review. You know, if it's negative as well, if we deserved it, then give it to us. I think where Glassdoor could do a better job it would be taking more accountability at verifying that the review came from an actual former employee. And that way it's just, there's more truth to the whole process. That way people can get a real view of what that is. Mm. And then, yeah. And so that's where I would put more accountability on their part. And then the other part is around, and I'll share this just, I mean, I'll share it. It's not the best. It's a rough one. But so we had someone who, a candidate came in a few weeks back, and he made a claim on our Glassdoor page. And he was here for a short, you know, for probably 2-3 hours for an interview. And he made a claim. I think he called us white America. And he made claims about us being racist and that we had a draconian work environment and we only allowed 10-minute work breaks. And the other side of that story, this candidate was completely, I just call him crazy. So here we get this thing on our Glassdoor page that gets sent out because a lot of our employees and customers follow our Glassdoor page. This gets sent out because Glassdoor will update you when a new review comes through. And so this gets sent out. Well, my team has to immediately look into this, and we look into it, and we get with Glassdoor, and it takes roughly 7 days for them to take that comment down. And they did. I will say they were good. They worked with us on that, and they took it down. But my point is it was up there and people saw it and we took it down. And then there's a lot of chatter in the office about, wow, what was that review about? And, you know, the person who wrote it, I mean, I will, first of all, that obviously we're not racist. We're not, only white people in the office. If you want to just be factual about it, but the person was, I know the candidate, and I don't want to get stoop down to that level, but I know the candidate is an odd bird, we'll just put it that way. So,
Interesting that. But there are companies out there like Holmes over here in the UK and L'Oreal, the beauty giant. They have used Glassdoor to great success with a lot of transparency, and they really encourage employees to make write reviews and so on. So why does it work well for them and not so well for others?
Well, I think, and to be clear, I want to say Glassdoor has worked well for us, and we don't even, and completely candid, I mean, we do not do the paid version of Glassdoor, but, and it still has worked well for us. And we take a lot of pride in our Glassdoor page. And that's probably why I get so passionate about it, is we do take pride in it. And so I think how it works well for other companies is, first of all, you've got to be really, complete all the profile out about your page, be as transparent as you can about sharing everything, but you've got to respond and be authentic in your responses, because people can see through that. And I think, you know, as you do this, you expect some bad reviews and take it as feedback. You're going to get some. We've had reviews where it was our bad and we did not treat the candidate right in the experience. And it was our bad. And we apologized on there. I mean, we've been, even to the point, have sent some candidates kind of a little package, like, you know, our apologies on your experience. And then, but we take that as feedback. And then we've had, you know, the really good examples that you get out there where people give rave reviews and they're really a big fan of what you do. And I think that's, I think how HomeServe and Oreo and other ones is it's never going to be the way I like to look at it is it's never, and probably how these companies have been successful is it's never going to be as awesome as the page reveals itself to be. The page reveals itself to be somewhere there's a middle ground. And I think that, you know, these companies are just real in how they respond to these questions and what they say about it. I mean, if you get a bad one, just own up to it. Yep, that was our bad. And we apologize for how we treated you in that process and or whatever that is, right? Or and then then the ones that you know that deserve a better response. If it wasn't your bad, you know, I think it's okay to stick up for yourself too and say, look, actually. And we've had people say that, you know, we're not hitting our numbers. I don't know why. I think people, that's just an easy one. People say, I will say HireVue is doing very well. Our investors are happy. We always hit our numbers. But for some reason, someone will come out of left field and say, you know, some occasion. I don't want to, first of all, anybody listening, check our Glassdoor page out. I think it's really awesome by and large. But I don't want to make it sound like it's all negative. But, you know, we've had some of the people have said in the past, like, HireVue didn't hit their numbers. No, we did. Here are the numbers. Like, we've shared them. Here they are. Not sure where you're getting your information, but here they are. So, yeah.
So you guys, you've got the free version of Glassdoor. Is there an element in... I'm really speculating now, but do you think Glassdoor, that they take on reviews and then they go to that company and say, look at these reviews. If you work with us on a paid version, you know, that might accelerate your reputation enhancement.
Yeah. I've had a good experience with Glassdoor and how they've approached us with it. I mean, they keep, you know, obviously they want our business, but they do tend to take an approach of here's your information. You know, if you want to do something more with it, you have to give us money. You know, I mean, bluntly speaking, thankfully in our case, in our case, we have a very good page over. I mean, our score is, I mean, it's 4.5 out of 5 as you know, had done your research there, Jorgen. And, you know, so, I mean, I feel good of it. There's not a lot they can really say, you know, that is going to help us think that that's going to make a difference. I think where the kind of free versus paid, I mean, I'm not opposed to paying. We're a smaller startup that are a mature startup now. And it's, I mean, we don't have a whole lot of budget. Right. And so it's pretty much, it's ATS and some other things that we're paying for. And Glassdoor just doesn't fit the cards. And a lot of it, because we have a pretty good Glassdoor page as it is. And so,
okay, well, let's look at the numbers then. So I've looked at three different companies here, yours being one. The first one is Amazon. So they've got 3.5 out of 5. Any comments on that?
So, I mean, I would say like Amazon, obviously in the last year or two, I think probably what, if I were to find a graph, it's probably declined. And I think a lot of that has to do with the, you know, a while back there was the letters going around about the way they were employees. Mm. And I think there was, I forget what it was, but it was something around, you know, really being unfair towards, I think, women and things like that. And so I think I would imagine that's probably why it, you know, on a scale of 1 to 5, 3.5 isn't like awful, but it's not like incredibly awesome. And then also you got to look at how big that company is. And but definitely I would say they got room to go up. So. Yeah.
And then another one that's interesting. So I would say anything above 4 is probably very good. So Uber, the another company that's been talked a lot about, you know, their culture and so on, they got a score of 4.1.
Yeah, and so that, I mean, that's good for them. They're still above 4, right? I mean, Uber is another one, not to get too all into their good, bad, and ugly of what's really gone on there. But I mean, considering what they've gone through, you know, the sexual harassment, you know, stuff, I'll call it, and toxic work problems, 4.1, maybe there's something good going on there still that, that you know, that the press is not focusing on, right? Because it's easy to get reactions out of the bad stuff. So, I mean, 4.1 is still pretty good, especially considering what they've gone through. And so,
yeah. Absolutely, yeah. And then you guys, you got 4.5 out of 5, which is very, very good, I would say.
Right. And so, well, thank you. And I will say that's coming. And the reason why I think this has gotten a lot of attention here is so we were at 4.8. And so, you know, that's why this, you know, I got kind of hot with some of these reviews. And to be candid, the reason why we've gotten more reviews and I think we've declined, and I'm going to call this a natural change. We have a new CEO and he's a great CEO. But when anytime you get a leadership change, you're going to have, you know, people that are good with the change, people that are bad with the change. And I think that's what's kind of driven our score to go down a little bit. But yeah.
Yeah, that's how it goes. Okay, so if we look beyond Glassdoor, are there any other alternatives out there for employers wanting some transparency about the experience of working there?
Absolutely. So the one we use a lot is called Comparably. And what Comparably is, it's, think of it similar, in a similar fashion as Glassdoor, except for it takes more of a, what I'll call, you know, you can, you know, rate the CEO, you can rate the company, and you can do a lot of things like that, you know, in terms of rating. And but what I like about it is it breaks it down into the kind of a individual level, into more diversity. So you can find out like the percentage of people that rate your CEO, you know, who are female. What is, you know, maybe they rate your CEO, they really like him and it's 95%, but then, you know, maybe the men dislike him and it's 58%. I'm obviously making these numbers up, but I like it. It gives more of a kind of a deeper look, I would say, than Glassdoor. And I'm not sure where they are, in terms of competing with Glassdoor. I would imagine they're probably a competitor, but I think it, you know, it really does a good job of kind of focusing on kind of the diversity of how things are being rated. And then also that the comments are not as anonymous. You know, they're, you can still get really good feedback, but they can be really targeted at areas you can improve versus someone just randomly making a comment about your, how bad your coffee is in the workplace. Obviously I chose coffee for a reason, but yeah.
Subliminal messaging. Yeah. Subliminal. So, yeah, do you get a score on Comparably as well? And if so, what is your score?
Absolutely. So, you had to ask me our score off the top of my fingers. So, ours, you do get a score, and yeah. So it's like I said, it's similar to Glassdoor in that you get a rating, you get a score, and you know what, you had to ask me because I was all thinking about Glassdoor. I don't know what our rating is on top of our head. I know it is very favorable. They send something to me every, I think it's every week or two. I'll get, you know, just like a update. And but it's a similar rating. I mean, we're in a good you know, we're in a good place there. So
well, I'm just Googling here. So 92 out of 100 executive rating, 98 quality of coworkers, 96 for future outlook. So yeah, looking very, very good, I'd say.
Yeah. I knew it was in the night. Yeah, it was good. So yeah.
Right. Okay. So what do you think is next for Glassdoor and employee review sites in general?
I think it's. You know, it's a data play. So they're getting a lot of data and a lot of insight that's just continually building. And I would imagine somewhere, you know, at Glassdoor, they've got, you know, just a lot of data that more than, I mean, you know, there's still companies, I'm sure, that are sending out the annual employment surveys and engagement surveys. I think what's next is they can turn this really into an ongoing engagement tool to where they can start to, get more of a real-time pulse of how a company is doing, what people really think real-time, right? Because even right now, it's probably kind of a rear-view mirror look. And I think what they're going to be able to do is really take this, because they're collecting data, real data from people that is always ongoing versus the company administered survey, right? That's kind of gets static, right? And so that's where I think that they're going to use this data for a lot of other things. And you know, I'm sure that LinkedIn and Glassdoor, I know that, you know, obviously LinkedIn's now been acquired by Microsoft, but I just see those two. I know they used to not like each other for a while. That's been 4 or 5 years back now, but I just see those two being able to play really well together. So, I mean, they both are in that same area and they've got a lot of data about employees and there's a lot of stuff you can share. So, yeah.
Interesting. Yeah. Okay. Finally, where can people connect with you, Ben? And let's hear about the coffee one more time.
Yeah. So first, Jürgen, shout out to yourself for giving me a shot by hell. I think it was 2011, 2012 on my blog, The HR Hound, old days. And so, I mean, you and I go way back from back then. And thank you. And so I've, you know, followed you and, you know, along the way. And so people can find me on probably almost any platform. I'm very active, you know, on Twitter, at Ben Martinez J. You can find me on Instagram where, you know, marketing, you know, things I'm doing. I'm also marketing, you know, HireVue and what we're doing. And that is, it's Ben Martinez J as well. You can read my blog, benmartinez.co. And then, you know, Snapchat as well, Ben Martinez J. So pretty much, or LinkedIn, Facebook, you know, that's pretty easy to find there. In terms of coffee, so appreciate that. Yeah, and I will keep this short. I know I get going on this. So our pitch with coffee is, so sumatocoffee.com. So our mission is to reimagine coffee in the workplace. Okay. Coffee in the workplace is traditionally, I can speak, you know, primarily in America, is lackluster. It's not good. People look at it as the one time, they look at it like a caffeine jolt, just a quick hit, kind of like a drug, and it shouldn't be that way. Coffee should be a freshly roasted, and it's difficult to get freshly roasted beans. And so fresh coffee is not fresh brewed coffee. Fresh coffee is not freshly ground coffee. Fresh coffee is freshly roasted coffee that then gets ground. And so we are targeting people who work out of their home, and we are targeting workplaces, and we're going there because we know that people like coffee and people should have a good coffee break. There's a wellness approach to that as well. I mean, you know, take a good coffee break, visit with your coworkers and friends, talk work and get back to work. So that's Sumato Coffee. But yeah, so
sounds like it's worthy of another episode in a year's time, perhaps.
Yeah, absolutely. Yes, you know the number.
All right, Ben Martinez, many thanks for your time.
Hey, Jürgen, thank you, and I look forward.
All right, I hope that was useful. Everything Ben and I discussed will, of course, be in the show notes article, which you'll be able to find at employerbrandingpodcast.com, as well as Undercover Recruiter. Now, I agree with Ben, coffee is great. Tell you what's even greater, champagne. How about getting a bottle of bubbly sent straight to your desk? All I'd like to ask is that you give an honest review of this podcast in iTunes or the podcast app on iOS, and you'll automatically be in the draw. Very simple. So in the spirit of this episode, just leave a review and you might win a bottle of bubbly. Now, if you'd like to learn more about what Link Humans do, or if you have any questions around employer brand or anything else, feel free to email me at jorgen@linkhumans.com. That's it for this week. Many thanks for tuning in and catch you next time. Hej då!
What do you call a cow who's just given birth?
No idea.
Decaffeinated.